KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Mineral Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe has suggested a tit-for-tat response to U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to cut funding to South Africa after claiming land is being confiscated from certain groups.
If they don't give us money, let's not give them minerals. But the reality, they take our minerals, say why we're throwing funding. No, we have minerals in the continent, and therefore we have something that we have. We're not just beggars.
Gwede Mantashe was speaking during his address today at the Africa Mining Indaba in Cape Town. President Cyril Ramaphosa earlier refuted Trump's claim, saying the recently signed Expropriation Act is not a confiscation instrument. Meanwhile, Canada's most populous province and its economic engine have banned U.S. companies bidding on tens of billions of dollars worth of government contracts. Ontario says it's also dumping a deal signed in November with Elon Musk's Starlink in a pushback to 25% tariffs on Canadian imports that Donald Trump said would start tomorrow. Musk is a close advisor to Trump. Ontario's liquor stores also started pulling U.S. beer, wine and spirits off shelves today. In several other Canadian provinces, including Quebec, Nova Scotia and British Columbia, are doing the same. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says U.S. businesses only have Trump to blame. Well, Trump spoke earlier today to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau about the tariffs and said in a post on his Truth Social platform that they would speak again later in the day. Back home, a 44-year-old man is expected in the dock later this month on charges linked to insurance fraud. He allegedly impersonated his brother over a call and took out a funeral policy worth 100,000 rand. Officials say the man's brother was shot dead at his home in Mdubaduba 2 months later. KZN Hawks spokesperson Sibu Ngani says the suspect tried to file a claim after the death.
The insurance company became suspicious of the claim and reported the matter to the police, leading to the opening of a case of fraud at Deben North Police Station. The matter was then transferred to the Hawks members for investigation.
Unemployed KZN pharmacists have again marched to the provincial health offices in Pietermaritzburg. They're demanding jobs in state hospitals. The latest protest comes in the wake of a similar action taken by unemployed doctors last week. According to one of the organizers of today's march, Leander Kumalo, the province has about 250 jobless pharmacists, including ones who finished their studies in 2023.
Firstly, we want the government to ensure that all pharmacists who have completed COMSERV find employment within a very short space of time. Secondly, the government should ensure the existence of a plan that will prevent the accumulation of unemployed pharmacists, because we cannot imagine a situation where we have to protest each and every year for employment. And thirdly, we want the government to ensure that there's equal distribution of pharmacists between urban and rural facilities.
Durban 32 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 36. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.